This summer's weather conditions have been ripe for tornadoes across the region, according to New York State climatologist Mark Wysocki. Precipitation totals in the Buffalo area year-to-date are nearly 8 inches above normal, and Wysocki says all the moisture in the ground combined with warm air dries up the dew point.
We'd like to have the dew point temperatures come up into about 60 degrees or higher in terms of values. The higher the dew point temperature, the better chance we would have for the formation of tornadoes.
Wysocki says the other key ingredient is a strong jet stream high above the earth, which twists the warm, moist air rising from the surface.
That tends to set up what we call wind shear inside the thunderstorms that would develop, or in the atmosphere in general. And that kind of twisting, we find, is a good indicator of tornado formation.
And if a cold front moves through, he says, it just increases the chance that the tornadoes that do form would be more severe. Wysocki says the EF2 tornado that damaged the fairgrounds July 20th was unusual.
We generally have the EF0 and EF1. Those are the more weaker tornadoes. When you start getting into the twos and threes, those are a little bit more of the unusuals. And fives are the rare kind that we would see up here in the Northeast.
So far this year, Wysocki says there have been 11 confirmed tornadoes across upstate, just one above average. While tornado season drops off after August, he remains cautious.
Since we are kind of an unusual weather pattern, and we have been for several years, in which the averages are all kind of out the window. So even though we're at the end of the season, it doesn't mean that we could pop up a few more tornadoes into at least November.
Chris Kaya, WBFO News.